All right, let's talk to Andy Reid. He is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He joins us here in the program. I will alert Coach Reid as we bring him on. We're broadcasting live from the 139th Airlift Wing, which has us basically on a cellular tower. So, Coach, we've got a little bit of a delay, so I'll try to be very definitive when I'm done talking and not try to jump in on you or anything like that. So just appreciate your patience on it. We're at a great, great spot. I know your appreciation for the military. And today was Military Appreciation Day over at the practice field. First of all, thanks for joining us. And what does the Military Appreciation Day mean to you specifically?
Yeah, Seren, I love having it here and love having the guys and the ladies of the military come up and talk to our players. Our players are great with them. They autograph balls for them, or shirts or anything else that needs autograph. They take pictures with them. And it's just for everything that they do so we can play this game is so much appreciated. And we're very fortunate to have the military that we do, all of us, Seren included, right? So we're very privileged,
yes,
and honored to have them so we can do our sticks and coach and be, you know, a great radio guy and the whole deal. So it's a neat deal.
Well, yeah, and thank you. You're very kind with your comments, and I think we all echo those sentiments. You did, Coach, decide to practice outside. I saw some shots of the field and how soggy it was. Why the decision to practice out in the rain?
Yeah, so, you know, we really haven't had any bad weather, and so normally you get a day where maybe it's raining, where it's not lightning. A lot of lightning appears normally, so. But we had a clear go on it today without the lightning, and here we're able to get the quarterback and receivers to be able to work the passing game with a wet ball, and that pays off for you down the road. We're not going to have that obviously Friday night, but we'll have it somewhere during the season, and so you kind of put that in the bank there that you had a chance to do it. Your kicker, your punter, your long snapper, then, and making sure that the holder, making sure that whole thing works the right way, and you can get the kicks off. It's all beneficial to be able to get a day like this where, I mean, it really came down. It was thick, but yet there was no lightning, and it's just good work all the way around.
Coach, what do you think of your quarterback and his progress? And maybe, you know, are there X number of snaps that you want him to take that you think he needs to take in this preseason to be ready?
Yeah, I normally just do it by quarter, Seren. So I mean, he'll take the first and second quarter, and we just kind of keep on track with that. And you know, we do the same. I mean, we cut it way down, but whatever plays we're giving them, I expect everybody to execute, quarterback included, and to get themselves better. So, and that's what the preseason is for. You got to ramp up before our first game against the Chargers, and so you detail your work and you get out and you do it. But as far as a number, an actual number count, not necessarily. I just go off of off of quarters with them.
How much more beneficial, if at all, is a preseason work? Is the preseason work for Patrick Mahomes versus the work he gets in practice against his own defense?
Yeah, well, you know, he's not live in practice, so this is where he's got that threat, that extra little threat there of being tackled. So now your juice level, that adrenaline level, goes up a little bit. How are you going to handle that? You know, so you got to get used to doing that and moving around and. It's as they say, it's real, and so you're in camp. You know, you're not going to be touched. You got a different color jersey on than everybody, and so you can move wherever you want in the pocket and make your throw. Here, you got to move where the defender isn't, and still be able to throw wherever your receiver is.
Coach, where do you think your offensive line is right now, and how good do you think they? I'm not even going to say can be. How good should they be this year as a unit?
Yeah, again, you know how I am with the offensive and defensive line. I put the linebackers and the outside backers in that too. But I'm a stickler for those guys, and I expect a certain level of play. and I expect them to, do it like now. I mean, that's how I could kind of go about it with that mentality. And so, listen, we can always do better. I'll probably tell you that every week. We can always do better at it, but we got to clean up a couple things for sure. And there's no better time to do it than Friday night.
Coach, some teams put more into the preseason than others, right? It's kind of like unwritten baseball rules when you go into these games, how much you're going to blitz, how much you're going to, do different packages, how long you're going to play your starters. I'm curious, when you go up against a team, do you have an MO on a guy? Like, hey, I know this guy usually plays his starters longer, or they tend to blitz a little bit more. How much do you know about your opponent and how much they're going to bring it in a preseason game?
Yeah, so I can tell you Romeo Crennel over the last 8 years blitzed six times on the first play of the first game of the last eight. I mean, I can tell you that, but he blitzed against us. So he played man coverage. So you got nine games there, and he's blitzed six or seven of those, and it's that's what we know. So, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. No, I don't. I glance at the tape, and then we move on and get on with make sure we throw in some good, decent plays for what they're traditionally known to play and then go with it. So it's not that complicated in the preseason. You got a long season, right? You got a long season and so you work on certain things at camp and then you kind of store them for the long haul of the season, the regular season.
Coach, one of the things, and we're talking to Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, as they've wrapped up their practices here in St. Joe with Military Appreciation Day here today. Coach, toughness was one of the words that Brett Veach spent a lot of time using during the draft time, and one of the things you wanted to accomplish with the guys that you drafted. Overall, I mean, I know the rookies are a work in progress for what they're doing, but to be more physical, to be quote-unquote tough, as a defense, when does that mindset set in? Is that something that you have to play that way in preseason, or is that a switch that can be flipped going into the first week of the regular season?
Yeah, you've seen the way we practice. So, I mean, we practice all out. We still tackle to the ground and do all that stuff, and it's pretty demanding, as far as the practice goes in today's football. So I like to see it day in and day out. That's what I want to see. And then you get kind of a feel. I mean, what's this guy? Is he going to just do it one day out of the four that you're practicing in a row, or is he going to bring it every day? What are you? And so you find out if you do that, and then you've got to do it in games as you go on. Now, I've told you this before too. So I've mentioned this to the media before that it's a weird deal that. That the preseason isn't as fast as the regular season, and then the playoffs are faster than the regular season are, and every level you go up in the playoffs, the game's faster. And it's just it's weird how that works, but I've been around long enough to see it, and even though the guys are trying their tail off in the other games, so it's I don't know how to explain that other than that, but when you're out there, I expect you to go fast and play aggressive. You're out there for a short period of time in the preseason and not giving you a lot. Go out and play hard, play fast.
Coach, it's stopping the run. Back in the old days, I mean, that was it. I mean, everybody aspired to being number one running the football and being number one stopping the run, and that was really kind of considered the essence of how you win in the NFL. And I think one of the guys that you kind of came up under Bill Walsh started to kind of change that. I like to think Hank Stram did a lot too with his short rhythm passing game that he had going here with the Chiefs back in his day. But that has changed. How important is, you guys have had your struggles in stopping the run. Where is stopping the run as far as the priority in your mind of being a top flight defense in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean how that goes. That's a loaded question because everybody then adds toughness to it, which. If you can't stop the run, you're not tough. But in today's world, and with all the great statisticians out there, and you find out that you better be able to stop the pass. I mean, that's
yes.
That's kind of where it's at. And then, but at the same time, you don't neglect the run. You don't neglect running the football and your ability to run it. You might not do it as much as what happened back in the day, but you've got it. There's a certain attitude that goes with that. And there's a certain attitude that goes with stopping the run, but most of your emphasis is put into the passing game. That's just how it's been for, you know, the last 10, 15, 20 years. And you hit it on the head. I mean, those two people, those two coaches that you mentioned were some of the founders of that and changed the game there a little bit.
Coach, just a last question before I give you the final four, because I know you're busy today, like always, but getting everything wrapped up and back to Kansas City. What is your view so far of how your rookie class is doing?
You know, I like them. I from Breland on down, they've come out with a great attitude, and they really haven't missed many practices. And so they've gotten out, they've improved, and they've been pretty tough competitors. So we'll see. Nadi's another one. I mean, he was one of the ones that got banged up a little bit on his elbow, but it was like holding a horse back trying to for him to get. He wanted to get back in there before he was ready, and so we held back on him until he got the brace ready and everything. And now he goes out there and he's back in it. And so anyway, we've got some kids that like playing the game, and but they're rookies, so they got to just play and get better, and that'll take a little bit of time. But they sure appreciate their effort.
All right, Andy Reid is with us, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. My Final Four brought to you by Mosquito Squad. Coach, first one for you. What is the worst football weather you've ever taken part in, be it as a coach, player of any kind? What's the worst weather you actually took part in a football game?
Well, listen, I coached in Green Bay for a number of years, 7 years, and I played college football in the Rocky Mountains, so I've had enough snow games to know that there's some, but there's nothing like those ones at Green Bay where it gets like minus 20 or 30 below, wind chill, and you can't feel your lips or any your nose or anything else, man. And there were a few of them. I remember we played the Raiders one time, and it was bitter cold. When you live in a place where they cancel school because of the wind chill, you've been through some bad weather before, you know.
Yeah, I'll take that one. We are here at the 139th Airlift Wing, where I'm broadcasting from. It is the home of the C-130 Hercules cargo plane. I'm curious, have you ever been called Hercules?
I didn't hear the last part of that. I'm sorry.
I said we're here. The C-130 Hercules is the plane that is based over here at the 139th Airlift Wing. I'm curious if anyone has ever called you Hercules.
No, probably not. That C-1 okay. Hercules, pretty impressive machine, though, I'll tell you.
It is. You see him banking around, flying over the practice field.
Yes, we do.
From time to time out there. It's one of the – yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see. Have you ever been in a flight simulator?
You know what? I have. I was in one. My cousin flew the C-5 in Nam, and he had me out there when, I don't know, I was probably in high school somewhere in that area. I believe it was Andrews Air Force Base, and he put me in one of those things. I lasted about 2 seconds. I mean, I think I crashed two seconds. I wasn't very good at it.
Don't feel bad, Coach, because I was running over lights and all the flags and everything. It was not pretty this morning when I got a shot at the Hercules simulator. All right, and finally, have you ever or would you ever jump out of an airplane?
You know what? I took a parachute lesson one time, and then they showed me the chute, and it was like a military chute. I was a big kid, and I was going to do this thing and jump. They showed me the chute, and I looked down and it said max 250, 250, and I went, oh, that's for me. I said, you might want to add a few pounds. And I said, I don't think I can do this, buddy. I've exceeded the limit. So I went through this whole hour and a half, 2 hour lesson, whatever it was, and then they handed me this prehistoric looking thing, and it was made for somebody like when I was in about third grade.
Wow.
When I was doing
that is awesome.
I got it.
Well, you know, Coach, you brought that up, and I was going to say this after you were gone, but I'll say it now that you're on the air. When you were talking about getting into the simulator and then you were talking about being in high school, I was going to tell the story. Every time you talk about being in high school, I see in that blue and white Rams uniform from that video that they show. Like, I had this picture of you getting into the simulator wearing the Rams helmet and wearing the Rams uniform like that video they show when you were a kid.
Yeah, I was only 12 or 13 years old there. I wasn't quite in high school yet.
Goodness. Wow. Well, Coach, hey, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. And thanks for having the guys outside today for Military Appreciation Day and all the commitment that you do with your staff and your players to the military. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your time back in Kansas City, and we'll talk to you later on in the season.
All right, Saran. Thank you. Great job.
All right, thank you. Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, when he was talking about the simulator, the picture in my head was him in the Rams uniform, like getting into the cockpit seat. I just see this big old kid in a Rams. I don't know why. I'm like that. Like every time he talks about his youth, I see him wearing that Rams.
There's Chiefs Andy Reid. There's Eagles Andy Reid. And anything before that is just
Rams
him in the Rams uniform.
It's him in the Rams uniform. Like, I used to ride my bike to school. Did you wear the Rams uniform? Because that's what I'm seeing in my head.
Already 6'2". Yeah. Age 13.
High school, 250 in the rearview mirror. So there you go. We will take a break. Mick Schaefer is with us. We're going to play the feud with one of the guardsmen that is here. We are at the 139th Airlift Wing, the best-kept secret in Missouri. If you'd like to be a part of this incredible, incredible base, and if you think you've got the right stuff, and I will say that wholeheartedly because this is truly the best of the best that are up here. I have never, ever met anyone up here that I am not completely impressed with. If you're that kind of person, the 139th Airlift Wing is for you. 816-344-1976, 100% tuition reimbursement for the state colleges and universities. All kinds of great job training, hundreds of different jobs up here at the base. Comprehensive benefits that include health and dental insurance as well. You can check it out. Call 816-344-1976. And if you want to come up and see the base, a week from this weekend, the 25th and 26th, the air show is going to be here at noon. The Blue Angels will be here. You can get more details. Go to stjairshow.com, like St. Joe, stjairshow.com. It is noon. There are some I think maybe fancier tickets, I'll say, that are available that do cost. But if you want to bring the family up completely free to the public, stjairshow.com. We play the feud next here in the program.